Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day and a new week. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news and our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Our head of production and our co-host, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Great stuff to take you through the next couple of hours. Serious comedy to start your day. We kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. How you doing, Britt?
Good. How are you?
Doing great over here. Mm-hmm. Little cloudy skies out there, but, you know, not so bad. We can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got some scattered showers headed your way not too long from now, so keep that in mind. Grab that umbrella if you're headed outside. Those chances will continue throughout the afternoon as well. Some storms could put down some heavy rainfall, but that's about all we're looking at. Anywhere from about a quarter of an inch to an inch is possible, so those creeks and streams definitely at their banks. Flooding is still a potential. I don't know if you guys heard about Manawa over the weekend.
The dam that failed, not the actual dam.
But I mean, if you think about all this rain, all this pressure that all of these rivers are going through, this can happen anywhere. So keep that in mind, because we still have those showers still sprinkling in today and tomorrow before we dry out for the rest of the week. So we do have good weather ahead. And 80s. Highs in the 80s today, and not too humid either.
Nice.
Oh, that's surprising.
It looks like we're going to have some highs, maybe some highs for summer coming up this week, Brittany.
Yes, especially as we push into Saturday and Sunday. I'm talking like over the weekend. We could be nearing 90 degrees, plus the humidity on top of that. We're might going to see some heat advisories going out over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The slow warm-up up until that. And you know what's interesting is, Hurricane Beryl, right? Just made landfall in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tracking up to the northwest. It's going to be swiping southern parts of our state. So any little wobble in that track, we could see some more heavy rainfall headed our way, too. So that hurricane creating this warm-up, this mess, the slowdown of the storms, and that's why we're still getting rain chances today and tomorrow, because this front is barely moving through. So everything is all connected.
Man, everything is traveling this summer. Even the weather, like it's traveling around, the hurricanes, everything.
Did anybody have hurricane on their bingo card?
I did not.
Wisconsin
no,
this year?
I was looking at it. I'm like, no, I don't got a hurricane on it. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks for getting us up to date. We'll talk more tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business, our friend right there, Brittany Merlot, joins us every morning right in this time slot. Melissa, Seth, and I got a jam-packed show for you, everybody. In just a little bit, we'll get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Shortly after that, scrambled pancakes.
What?
Woo! Yes, yes.
Ooh.
We will discuss.
No.
I'm intrigued. I'll have to say I'm intrigued.
Nope. I give it a nope.
Young people are rocking a style that I don't think a lot of us from our generation necessarily would be doing, but we'll find out. We'll take some calls from audience members as well with that.
Love it.
Looking forward to it. 9 o'clock hour. Going to kick things off the way we like to on Mondays around here with the kitchens open.
Woo-hoo.
That's right. We're talking a fun topic today that you might have in your kitchen or your refrigerator.
Looking forward to that. Nice. A little bit of entertainment news. We'll get into some of that as well. And before we wrap up the show today, 6 passive-aggressive phrases you should stop using.
Yes. Yes, you should.
Now, Was that one of them? I can't tell.
No.
I'm sorry, Melissa, what did you say?
I said I thought of a few this morning, but I didn't say them.
That's right. You know, it's not bad. That's not
yeah.
bad. But we have to kick our show off here with when I always enjoy, of course, Wisconsin makes national news all the time. Certainly during a political year, being a purple state, that's going to happen more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you haven't noticed already, we're going to be getting an influx of politicians more than normal, than we usually do and everything.
Yes. The ads are coming.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Guard your ears and your eyes.
But every once in a while, a Wisconsin story makes national news, and every once in a while, it's a That Ain't Right story.
Uh-oh.
I did warn our listeners in Miami that we're not picking on a Florida man today. They marked it on their calendar. I just want to play this little snippet for you guys, this little audio snippet real quick.
Police in Eau Claire state they responded to the most Wisconsin complaint ever. On Monday night, officers checked out a report of someone chasing a driver down and throwing cheese at their car. Police called the complaint not Gouda, and it's unbelievable that someone would do that. The department ended the post by writing, "Throwing cheese is not your best look, Eau Claire." No, that's not cheesy at all.
Bravo, Eau Claire Police Department. Yes. Bravo.
Yes.
Yes. The cheese puns yes. are great.
I have said this before. I will continue to say this. Nobody does social media better than police departments and sheriff departments. Nobody. Nobody.
Man, you gotta have some fun. You know, it's a tough job.
You
gotta lighten it up a little bit sometimes.
I do want to put Jorge in that list, though. I do want to put Jorge in there. I do want to put him in there. This is very, you know, this police in Eau Claire, Wisconsin put out a APB after someone threw cheese at someone else's car. It happened about 9:45 last Monday. The victim, quote unquote, said it felt like someone was trying to chase them down and that person threw cheese at their vehicle. The Eau Claire Police Department posted about it on Facebook and called it the most Wisconsin complaint ever that they've ever received. The Facebook post went on to, of course, say that what the a great reporter did right there.
Yeah, right.
Nice work by that reporter as well. Timing, everything was very good.
Yeah, it was very nice, yes. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like they have any suspects, but people in the comments had kept it rolling with more cheesy comments. Someone called it a Swiss demeanor.
That's good. I like that one.
I like that one. You got a little reasoning behind
that. Yeah.
What kind of a monster would do such a thing?
Oh, nice.
We want more cheese puns, everybody.
We love the cheese puns,
man. Get them to us. 715.
You got some curds pulling a cram like that.
Yeah.
See, even Melissa's getting involved. Very good. Oh, very good, Melissa.
Get them to us, everybody. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
First segment on a Monday, and it's full of puns.
Yes.
I wonder how many people hate us now. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You love to hate us, though. You love it. One other thing I want to do, certainly throughout the whole show today, you got your cheese puns. Get them to us, everybody.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Just a touch or two away to call up on the Civic Media app. But I also, I want to get into this a little bit. Because
all
right. I don't believe either A, this was a Wisconsinite, or B,
that's cheese abuse.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't know a single Wisconsin, like, you can get angry on the roads as a Wisconsinite. We've all that and experienced that. Some of us personally have felt that. But you're gonna chuck something. You're looking around, and all of a sudden you grab, you know, you just went to the market or whatever, or Rudolph, you know, dairy cheese or something like that. You grab the cheese. Like, as a Wisconsinite, I don't know if you actually could. Like, no matter how angry you are, I don't know if your arm will allow you to throw it.
If I got it from the cheese factory in Rudolph, fresh, there's no way.
No way.
It's some of the best cheese around, man.
Yeah, that'd be like throwing dollar bills at them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Even Melissa, who doesn't eat cheese, is on board with this. I mean, come on.
I am. Totally. Cheese is amazing. If I could eat it every day, I would.
I love this story. I want to follow up to this.
They got it wrong, though. Seriously, they were throwing cheese slices. Did they unwrap the individual slices first?
They're throwing them like samurai stars.
They're hardened.
As a ammunition, slices are not the way to go, man. Cheese curds.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheese curds. Yeah.
Get out the slingshot, mm-hmm. and you're good to go, mm-hmm. man. Those would hurt.
I mean, they wouldn't stick to the windshield like the slices do, but.
I think that's the thing about to me. Now, what is the perfect cheese? Not that anybody should be doing this.
No, don't throw cheese.
But if you are going to throw a cheese, what is the perfect cheese to throw?
Mm.
Certainly don't want nacho cheese. It's going to be hot.
It doesn't fly very well.
No. You're not going to reach anybody.
Unless you got like
a
flamethrower type thing
like
that can squirt it out. Yeah.
There's got to be a perfect cheese to throw.
Yeah.
I know that. Now, we know there's perfect cheeses to roll.
That's true. Yes, big cheese wheels. Yeah, right.
I'm almost certain that there's somewhere that does races with those.
You are correct.
Down the hill and everything.
I don't remember where it is, but you are correct. Yes,
there's
they do.
Somebody that does that, though. I'm not sure.
Maybe it's in Switzerland. Who knows?
There was a bunch of like jokes going around on our news chat after all this happened and came out. And then they were coming up with names for something. My name for the launcher was Lady Lactose.
Nice.
Well, we encourage you to curb your enthusiasm as we go forward, everybody, because we are going to be what I do. We got a call coming in. Good. I was hoping so. All right. That's what I was waiting for. Good morning. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Can't you buy brick cheese at the cheese factory?
Hey.
Oh, perfect.
There we go.
Nice.
That's more for your home assaults, though. You got to throw it through the window, your brick of cheese.
That's a great one, though. Thank you for that.
Bye.
Have a great day. Oh, that was good. Perfect. Thank you for that.
Oh, that's perfect.
I can feel we're going to get in trouble. Is the FCC listening?
We'll find out during the break.
Yes,
we'll come back, Melissa, Seth, and I, with more morning show for you, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, coming up right here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there. Join them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. All roads coming to Port Edwards are now open, everybody.
Woohoo!
All right.
Yay! Head on over there. Enjoy yourself. That unique, wonderful menu, those amazing people, the great prices. Enjoy yourself over at El Cafe. And we encourage you to support those that support us, those that buy local and support local. We do the same, and we encourage you too, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
And we want more and more of your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us. Info at WFHR.com, james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well.
Mm-hmm.
And call up.
424-2600.
715. Don't forget the area code.
424-2600. No.
Brat.
That was awesome.
I just once I wanted to beat her to it,
I was waiting.
Nice. We thank you all for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Want to thank all of our listeners enjoying this segment too. We get such good feedback on this. We take a look at our list for today. We've got two possible qualifiers. Seth, give me one or two.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Gives us that qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Larry Grosskopf.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Happy Barry birthday. Nah. Happy birthday, Larry.
You might be on something new there. people are celebrating their half birthdays. Yeah, Larry, wishing you the best of days. Enjoy your day, sir. And our qualifiers today celebrating their 57th anniversary.
Nice.
Oh, congratulations.
Awesome.
Dave and Nancy Mancusi.
Oh, Dave and Nancy.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Enjoy. We wish you a great one. Happy 57th, you two. That is beautiful. Makes my foolish romantic heart sing. That's
very
a beautiful
good.
One. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Maya Hawke is 26. She's Robin on Stranger Things and Anxiety and Inside Out 2. her, along with the other actor who was just in the Quiet Place Day One, have both been like on the rise of getting more and more work. It's interesting to see this with shows to me, where when Stranger Things first comes out, it's a huge hit. So Millie Bobby Brown, David Harbour, some of these actors start getting more and more work.
Mm-hmm.
But if a show is any good, they're able to create more characters than that core that they started out with.
Right.
And if they're really good at casting, those actors have an opportunity to springboard their careers.
Right.
Which Maya is doing, and so is, I believe his name's Joe, the actor that was just in the Quiet Place movie, and he's in a bunch of other stuff coming up.
Yep.
Like they're both on the rise, and it's I don't know, it's always kind of cool to see that because they earned it.
They really did.
That show, Stranger Things, I have not seen one bad acting performance. None.
Yeah.
It's got a great mix of newer people and some old favorites, and so it's been really great casting all around.
Yeah. Winona is amazing. Yeah. It's great to see her work again too. Jaden Smith is 26. Will Smith
Jada Pinkett Smith. Mm. Yep.
I believe that Jaden is a play off of Jada.
I think you're right. I think it yes.
is. Sophia Bush is 42. Detective Eric Lindsay on Chicago PD. Brooke on One Tree Hill. And Void in The Incredibles Part 2.
Oh, wow.
Milo Ventigali.
Oh, I can't remember how to pronounce his
Jack
name.
Jack in This Is Us. Peter in Heroes. And Rocky's son in Rocky Balboa.
Oh,
yeah,
how about
I think a lot of people knew
that's
that about
an interesting
him.
Mix of character of projects to be
yeah,
in. Wow.
Yeah. Beck is 54.
Wow.
Musical genius.
Mm-hmm.
Genius. I don't throw that word around lightly, but man, he is something.
The only quibble I have with Beck is why he got rid of his last name. It's Hanson. Is that like it's a crazy,
Maybe it's because it's too common.
Maybe it's too common. Maybe it's just like, I'll just be Beck because my first name is much cooler than my last name.
and that might have worked out for him with the band Hanson coming out and everything shortly after he got his.
They were around the same time.
Were they around? They were around. I was just thinking.
It was in the 90s. Yeah.
Wow. I wonder what.
Maybe. I'd have to read
Loser
that.
Did Loser come out first or did the Mbop thing? Oh, God. I'm so sorry, everybody, for bringing that song up.
I heard it this weekend somewhere. So you're fine. It was already in my head.
Loser came out in 94.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Mbop came out like in 96 or 7, I think, if I remember correctly. So, yeah. Mm. But, yeah, around the same time.
Billy Crudup is 56. Fantastic Ooh. Actor. Stillwater's lead singer, Russell, in Almost Famous. He is Dr. Manhattan in Watchmen. Mm-hmm. And while all those are great roles, I've never seen Billy Crudup do a bad job or a bad performance. Mm-hmm. His work on The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston mm-hmm. and Reese Witherspoon, those three work so good together. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen him act like he does in that show. He's very good in it, but Big Fish. I have to bring up Big Fish. That movie to me is one of the better movies I've ever seen. Period.
He's one of those actors that when we look back, you know, when he's older or when he passes away, because that's usually what happens, we're going to be like, "Wow, Billy Crudup, man, he did some good stuff.
Yeah.
He was a really good actor."
let's see here. Rocky Carroll is 61. NCIS director Leon Vance, but Rocky was on a show Rock back in the day. That his character was not named Rock, but
I love that though. It's Rocky was on Rock.
Yeah, he was so good on that show. I'll follow his career a long, long time. Joan Osborne is 62.
Oh.
One of us, her yep. big hit from 95, as we continue to talk 90s.
can't get out of them.
Can't get away from it. Good singer-songwriter.
Excellent.
And let's see here. Kevin Bacon is 66.
Kevin Bacon's birthday today.
Wow.
Oh, man. What a career.
Don't we all get to celebrate then?
That's right, because we're all connected to him,
seven
right?
degrees yeah. of yep. Kevin Bacon.
So it's truly all of our birthdays. And so we appreciate that from Kevin. Thank you.
I remember I worked this out, James, to Kevin Bacon once. And it didn't take me long to get there, but I can't remember what it was now.
I do remember that, though. I do remember that. Because I was sitting back, and I'm like, there's no way. And you did. You were able to.
I found a way.
Fantastic actor. Fantastic
yeah.
actor.
Yeah. I will pretty much watch anything he's in.
He's done it all,
except
too.
Except Mystic River. No, thank you.
That's funny, because that's the I was going to suggest, like, if you want to see what I'm talking about as far as his acting, like, caliber, I think, you know, Footloose is great. He's good as Captain Ross in A Few Good mm-hmm. Men. You've seen, I don't know if you've seen him not give his all or anything mm-hmm. like that, but my God, his performance in Mystic River is unsettling and rough to watch, and that's acting. that is acting right there.
And he's done leading roles. He's done character parts. He's done it all, man.
Not that
Hollow Man is about as sci-fi horror as I can get.
Okay,
I don't know that he needs a second act or anything like that, because mm-hmm. he stayed pretty consistently working through his career.
It's really remarkable.
But whether it is the work with Marvel that he's been enjoying doing and wanting to do more of,
yep.
or it's him and his daughter and how much they're doing the videos and the TikToks mm-hmm. and a lot of these things and stuff, he just looks like he's very much enjoying life right now.
Yeah,
that's
as he good. Should.
As yeah. he should, absolutely.
The great, the legend, the wonderful Angelica Houston is 73 today.
Oh, wow.
73.
Hollywood royalty.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just one of those people I will never mess with. I would never mess with Angelica Houston. Not one.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
She could step on my foot and I would thank her. There ain't no way I'm messing with an incredible actor. Jack Nicholson talked about her performance once in Pritzi's Honor
mm-hmm.
and talked about how for him, every time he's ever gone into a scene or a movie, usually with an actress, he tries to kind of almost... He's giving you everything he's got, but when he's talking to the co-star, through the actress, he tries to pull back a little bit. Jack was raised by a feminist. He mm-hmm. real bit. Yep. While it may not seem like it to some, I think, that looked at Party Jack and a lot of those things, he was somebody that, this is a guy who brushed his teeth before every scene he ever did. He cared about his co-stars. Angelica Houston, he talks about, no, she was the bulldog in that relationship. She was the one that had to actually pull back a little bit for him.
They were actually, I think they dated for many years, Jack and Angelica, too. Yeah. So, yeah.
Jeffrey Tambor is 80 today. Hank on Larry Sanders Show, Transplant, George Belew Sr. on Arrested Development. And then there's some people no longer with us, like the great, the wonderful Toby Keith would have been 63 today.
Oh,
We lost him in February on the Sunrise Show. I did a kind of a double shot where I started the show with the Toby Keith song and ended it with
that. Nice.
Bookended it there.
Very good.
We had fun with
too
that
young.
One.
Yep.
Way too dang young.
Yeah.
Way too mm-hmm. dang young. An incredible... I love that with his career and what's happened with him, I keep hearing from people so much of the songwriter in him. And
oh,
how
yes.
much people appreciated the songwriter in him. And
he
I think
was
that's
very
really...
good songwriter, yeah.
I don't know that he got that credit when he was alive. It's cool to see him getting that mm-hmm. now.
Well, and he got inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame just hours after his death.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just a little sad.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, very much.
Also good that they did
But
that
it's good,
for him.
Yeah.
Steve Lawrence would have been 89 today. Tonight Show, The Carol Burnett Show. So many great works of Steve Lawrence.
One of those, the Blues Brothers.
Yes, the Blues Brothers. Thank you. Nicely done. Nice.
Oh, he's in other movies too, but still.
And the great, the legend, Seth and I were just talking about great character actors the other day on Director's Cut and everything. I think you can make the argument, maybe the most recognizable or the most liked character actor of all time, the great Marty Feldman, was born on this day in 1934, passed away at 82. Igor and Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
Anything that Mel Brooks ever did pretty much
had in the 70s, and then he was with the, he was also kind of a Monty guy. He was with the Monty Python guys a lot. He was in a lot of their stuff too. So he was so funny. Oh my gosh, his timing was so good.
The act of being Marty and looking how he did and everything and kind of throwing himself out there, go ahead and make fun of me, go ahead and laugh at me, all of that. It's one of the bravest, strongest things you can see an actor do.
Mm-hmm.
This business is so image conscious. I guarantee you that Marty had a lot to deal with when it comes to that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
But it doesn't take a lot, but a great director, a great caster can see something in somebody. And Mel Brooks, I think you can make the argument Mel Brooks may have been the best at casting.
He's excellent at
certainly a comedy. Definitely a comedy. But I've looked at this, I've studied this, and I don't know many people that took the chances and had to sell to studios the way he did. Francis Ford Coppola is a little bit. For those who don't know, Al Pacino was not they actually wanted James Caan in that role, of Al Pacino's role. They kept James Caan on, of course, to play Sonny and everything. But Mel Brooks had to do to fight for actors like that is still like not a lot. Because once they saw Marty, they're like, okay, yeah, cast him. But initially, I think that's pretty unique and pretty cool. And a very happy, enjoy Marty Feldman's work today, everybody. Check out some scenes from Young Frankenstein or something.
Some of his best work.
Whatever happens, do not open this door. No matter what you hear, do not open this door. Open the door. Open the door. Open the door. Please don't. Okay, I was kidding. I was kidding. We wish a very happy birthday to Larry Grosskopf.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Happy 57th anniversary to Dave and Nancy Mancusi, our qualifiers today.
Yeah. Dave and Nancy.
Enjoy your anniversary, you two. We wish you a great one, and we encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now. Go visit them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Mm-hmm. We got to get into this one. Scrambled pancakes are trending on TikTok. The process is the same, but you don't have to worry about cooking them exactly right. You pour the batter in the pan like normal. Then instead of flipping, you scramble them up like eggs. So you end up with a bunch of tiny pancake pieces. It kind of looks like a funnel cake a little bit.
Ooh, see, not bad.
Someone posted a video on how to do it, and the idea went viral, partly because a lot of people didn't watch the whole thing. It ends with her saying, they did not taste good.
Oh, no.
The whole thing was a joke. It was just a prank. It was just a joke by her.
Wow. That people. I was right. You were, dumb idea.
It took everything in me to not like just give
good,
Melissa
man.
Points right after that.
I was waiting.
You got points, Melissa. I didn't see this coming. So there was just a whole joke and everything.
Funny.
But others who've tried it claim that they're delicious.
What did they put on it? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
They loaded it up with sugar and syrup and stuff.
Why would it change the flavor? It wouldn't unless you didn't cook it all the way through.
Exactly.
Mm. And if you scramble a pancake, I mean, think about it. It's a dough. It's going to have to cook longer if it's not.
Yeah, it's not eggs.
The flat, you know, way it went into the pan. And maybe this is, you know, an option for people who just have trouble flipping pancakes. That's the problem. Only make one at a time.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you might be onto something there. It might be just people that really, they're horrible. Every time they can't flip it. Okay. Let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Oh, this brings back memories.
Pancake fails.
Here's the memory, though, and Seth, you probably can relate to this because you were a Boy Scout, and we were on a campout with our five patrol, and I mean, I'm going back many years, and we tried to cook pancakes over fire, and it ended up being scrambled pancakes.
So he actually has experience doing that.
Well,
that's good.
Over a fire would be a little tough, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, pancakes, I mean, we used to do pancakes, but we, you know, used our Coleman stoves when we did it. But when you get Boy Scouts, you know, you're not going it takes too long, okay? Little pancakes there.
Yeah.
So you have leftover batter and you're like, let's do big ones. So you throw like a whole bunch on there, and we kind of came up with names for them. So it was like, we have pancakes over here, but over here we've got pancakes. And then we had the one big one at the end, and we had chocolate chips. They were pretty good, and that was what we called the amoeba cake, because it looked like a giant amoeba. It really did.
Oh, my God.
That's a big word for you, little Boy Scouts.
It was a learning experience.
Yes.
It was a learning experience for everybody, and, you know, obviously it is. Whoever was doing the cooking that day was they didn't put enough oil in the pan probably to do it. But yeah, I mean, we still ate. I mean, obviously your Boy Scouts, you're gonna eat it because otherwise you're kind of in trouble the rest of the day.
That's all you have. Yes, yeah. You can't go out to eat somewhere. You need that food.
Do you have a favorite ingredient to incorporate in the pancakes? Certainly, chocolate chips are probably one of the bigger ones.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any of you put a little
vanilla with it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I've had people tell me I should, because we used to do pancake breakfasts for the youth for a fundraiser at our church. And, you know, like, well, you make pretty good pancakes with, you know, I said, because I told them I put vanilla in. Oh, you got to put cinnamon in it.
Mm.
Yeah. Nope. Mm.
Nope. Wow.
Yeah, that's French toast.
I've never heard of that.
Cinnamon goes with French toast, not pancakes.
I try it at least. I would try it. I like cinnamon, so I try it. But I'm with you, Melissa. Yeah.
Mash up half a banana. Banana pancakes are delicious. They're awesome. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
Always appreciate the time, man. Have a great day, Kev.
All right, you guys. Stay dry.
You too.
Yeah, good luck.
Safe travels out there, man.
And then you add the pancake with the chocolate chips with the banana, and you get like, it's almost like banana bread. Pancakes.
Oh, that sounds
really
good.
They're so good. They're so tasty.
Man, I am
a
sucker.
My dad really got into making us different kinds of additions to pancakes for a while there after my parents got divorced, because he'd just buy pancake mix and then throw in all
whatever kinds of stuff. Yeah, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so thankful for pancakes. As a dad, that was one of those easy, like, even I couldn't mess
put
that
it together,
up.
Yeah.
But nothing beats my mom and my grandma's recipe for pancakes.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. I bet you it's great.
I can't get pancakes anywhere that taste like them. Because
that's
they're
cool.
All mixes. And mixes, I don't know. I don't think they're great.
I'm the same way with a pound cake and banana bread, actually.
Oh, okay.
My mother, the way she makes it, that's the golden way to make it for me. And anytime I've bought it at the store or anything, it's not bad, especially pound cake.
They're edible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just don't have the heart in them, you know?
There's
something missing.
My mom's coleslaw. That's very different from anything I've ever had before, and I love it. So, yeah.
People online are pointing out that this dish, or this idea of a dish, is similar to an Australian dish called Kaiser Charmin. Charnin.
Mm.
Charmin. Kaiser Charmin.
As
Charner.
No.
Didn't even sound like an Australian word to me.
No, it doesn't.
Ego weighed in and said, scrambled pancakes is wild. So the same woman did a follow-up video and made a scrambled Ego waffle.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's pretty much fully cooked to start with. So you're good there. Yeah.
We will take a time out. We'll check in with our partners. When we come back, we're going to talk this fashion trend that young people are doing. How do we feel about
young people today?
These young people. As I'm going to shake my fist at the clouds as we go to break.
Their hula hoops and their fax machines and their
tic-tac-toe and all this stuff.
I-rise pants.
We'll be back with more show. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Appreciate the company. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to take you right up to the 850 mark.
All right.
Get into some fun there. If you want to look young and hip and trendy this summer, toss some socks on under those sandals. A new poll found almost 1 in 6 Americans and more than a quarter of young people now think socks with sandals is a good look.
Wow.
26.
Or is it just more comfortable?
Yes, yes. 26% of people under 30 said it's usually how they roll when they've got sandals on. Another 11% are on the fence about it. Only around 10% of people over 40 rock sandals with socks. It's even less common among seniors. But that's
funny because usually the older guys get picked on for wearing
right.
socks.
Right, that's the cliche, right? Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But that trend reverses when we're talking about sneakers. Only 4% of young people like wearing sneakers without socks, compared to 11% of seniors.
Interesting.
No.
We greatly appreciate our seniors out there and the road that you've paved for us to run and walk and be free on and everything. What are you doing? What the what?
How?
What the what? You can't. I marvel at people that wear sneakers
without socks. We've earned it, man. We're going to walk around in our sneakers without socks on.
You can do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
I just don't think I could.
No.
I have a hard time wearing shoes without socks.
I've got 12s, and with some shoes, I wear 12 and a halves. Without a sock, I don't know how I'll get shoes getting on. I already struggle to get my shoes on half the time. I don't know. No. But that makes sense because once you're 65, flexibility for socks every day, like maybe putting on an extra item might be a little bit much.
Sure.
So I didn't think about that part of it. I could see that would be part of it and stuff. But yeah, I don't know, man.
But that used to be like one of the big fashion no-nos.
Yeah.
You never wear socks with sandals. People will make fun of you if you wear socks with your sandals.
But now here's a question for you. Do Crocs count as sandals or shoes?
I think it's a really good question.
I don't believe. I think they've got covered toes. They can't be sandals.
They got holes in them, though.
I know they got holes in them, but they're not open-toed.
Across the top.
No.
But they're very difficult to wear without socks, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't like wearing them without socks.
I would classify them more as shoes than socks, so...
I want this debate to continue. I just want to sit back and just listen.
And, further, Melissa.
yes. Get past
how that. Dare you? No.
Crocs. Yes. I don't even know how to spell it. Sandals. Sandals.
Oh, you're going to look it up. You're going to do the news thing.
I am. It's sandals or shoes. It popped right up.
Okay.
Yes. Crocs, stylish sandals.
Huh, no, right, they're not website. Sandals.
Their website calls them sandals.
Well, then what are sandals then? Just shoes that are open? They're more agreeable to their friends. Is that what it is?
That's exactly
the different
what
opinions.
It is.
Yes. Is that what sandals are?
Definitely that.
They're a type of footwear known as clogs.
Well, see, now clogs is fine.
Yeah. Now they don't wear socks with that. That's actually part of it. Part of the dress up.
They're also water shoes, so you wouldn't want to wear socks with them then.
No, that would just be weird.
Yeah.
It would soak up all the water.
Now you've gone too far.
You went right up to the line, and now you've gone too far.
It's way to go.
I've been trying to cross that line for a long time, boys.
She finally did it with sandals and socks and shoes. Well, I don't know.
Well done,
footwear.
Melissa.
She did it with footwear.
Well played. I gotta say one thing though with this because young people there's a rite of passage that we go through with things in life and I think that having to wear sandals without socks is one of those maybe kind of a pat. So I feel like they're cutting the line almost here. Mm-hmm. Like you've got to go through this. You have to have what it's like to get a rock under your sandal and you can't get it out no matter how much you shake your foot.
You have to literally take
everybody's
off.
Everybody's got to experience that. Yeah. Everybody has.
Well, that's it. You know, I personally always associate sandals with the beach.
Mm.
Okay, that's about the only time I wear sandals, and then you're inevitably going to get sand in your sandals, and I don't like that feeling. So maybe that's why. Maybe I've got this a jaundiced view of sandals. Maybe that's why the thing. So that's I probably would wear socks with them just because.
On the beach is probably about the only time I would wear socks and sandals for that very reason.
Oh, so you don't have to get the sand. Okay.
Don't like sand in my shoes.
Okay. There you go.
Or sandals, even though it's right in the name.
It is in the name.
Sandals,
it really
is
in the name.
But there are certain types of sandals that you wouldn't want to wear socks with, like flip-flops.
Absolutely not.
Unless you have toe socks.
I want to see that now. In Japan, now I think a lot of people know this. In Japan, when you go to someone's house, you know, you take your shoes off. That's a respectful thing to do. But a lot of people provide those. I don't know if they're called sandals or just slippers, but they're basically slippers, yeah, they look like flip-flops, mm-hmm. but they, you know, because they've got the thong part in there for your toe and stuff, and they have actual socks for those.
Yep.
With the split mm-hmm. in the middle there.
Well, that is,
I don't know if those are called
totally
sandals, though.
Style
yeah.
in Japan.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize that Styx is a rock opera. That All About Robots is actually all about this. It's actually all about this. It's actually
wow.
what it was all about.
That's very very specific kind of.
It was weird. You know, I didn't think.
Spinoff of Kinky Boots?
Yes.
Nice. No, it came way before that.
We will get to a timeout, check in with some partners, come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, the 9 o'clock hour is going to kick off with the kitchens open.
Yay!
That's right.
Going to have some fun with that one. Looking forward to it. And we wanted to get into this one as we're wrapping up the hour. And I'm kind of curious about where people are with this one. A wishing well in England recently switched to contactless payments. So a wishing well has switched.
Don't throw pennies in here anymore.
So you can't toss coins in anymore, and it's not going over very well.
It's not fun.
It's not.
Come on,
no,
you guys.
No, I'm ignoring that.
Dang it.
Yes.
Dang it. Worked all night on that.
You know, when he tries, it's just not the
it's
same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same when he does it on accident. I'm telling you.
It's part of an old Roman bathhouse in Bath, England, that's 2,000 years old. Mm. Back then, it was a cold water pool people could jump in and after a hot bath.
Oh, wow. Mm.
But for years, tourists have been tossing coins in for good luck, and it brought in a lot of money for the charity that runs the bathhouse. But that changed when they closed during the pandemic and switched to contactless payments in 2022. We'll talk some more about this. First, let's All take right. a caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. When I was in Hawaii, what we call flip-flops, they called slippers.
Oh!
And I'll bet that's the Japanese influence, mm-hmm. I'll bet. Because that's, I think they call those slippers in Japan.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep. That's cool.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did
Thanks
you wear
that.
Them with socks?
Right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Always love talking with you. Thank you. Best listeners in radio.
Yeah.
Keep those calls mm-hmm. coming, everybody.
Yeah.
424-2600, 715-424-2600.
I will admit, I have shoved my sock in between my big toe and my next toe and put on flip-flops before.
There you go. See?
Very easy. Slippers. There we go.
This is a safe place. We can be honest like that. We can talk. We can share things. You can still make a wish or a donation for good luck with this wishing well we're talking about, but you have to drop your coin in a box or use a credit card to donate, which doesn't really have the same appeal to people as
no,
they're finding out.
No, it doesn't.
Donations have plummeted. They fell from over 133,000 to just under 14,000 after the change.
Wow.
It looked like they're going to be bringing in even less this year. Officials say that they didn't make the change just to be jerks. The tradition of tossing coins was damaging the bath structure.
Yeah, and that's 2,000 years old.
Yeah.
And the process of retrieving and cleaning the coins wasn't cheap. Mm. So that's why they did it.
Yeah.
Boy, talk about rock and a hard place, man.
Yeah,
that's tough.
Some people think it's overkill, though, including a group called the Payment Choice Alliance that advocates for keeping cash as an option. Quote, a child making a wish with a contactless card does not have the same magical appeal, and added that the march towards a cashless society needs to stop. Oh, what's next? The Tooth Fairy going cashless?
Oh, come on now. Oh,
well, now, hold up. I do think there is something to be said for keeping cash around, because how much of our credit card payments are, you know, is lost to, I don't know who, the credit card companies, the banks, they take away from what we pay to whatever business when we use a credit card.
Yeah.
Or cashless, some kind of cashless option.
Right, right.
I agree. I think that there's a lot there. I think of this when we talk about getting rid of the penny, some of these mm-hmm. things, and I'm not sure how I feel about that, especially with some of the things that I've heard. But I will, right away, I will say, Payment Choice Alliance was sitting back begging for this story. Just begging.
Like, they were, indeed.
You've never heard of them before a day in your life. But as soon as this happened, they were like, oh, this is it. I bet you they were about to fold. I bet you they're about to fold this show. This story came up and everything.
So no, and I'm with you on Melissa and James. I'm with you on this. It's just that I don't think it's ever going to happen. I don't think we're ever going to get rid of cash.
Oh, I know.
No, and I hope we don't.
No,
I,
but no.
I do think there's an easy solution for this wishing well.
Hmm.
All they have to do is you purchase something to toss into the wishing well that isn't going to hurt it. Maybe it's a cup of water.
Oh, nice. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Because that's not going to hurt the well at all.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, they collect the water from the well, and then you buy it, and you toss it back in.
So you still get the physical motion physical, and the fun, of doing that, but you don't hurt the thing. Mm-hmm. See, Melissa should be running this stuff.
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah.
Telling you, that's good stuff.
Why am I not running the world?
That's right.
One day.
Queen of the world. Melissa, queen of the world.
I don't know if the people realize this or not, but that's what this whole thing is gearing towards.
Nope. Don't want it.
I don't blame
you. You may not have a choice, Melissa. She will be claimed as queen of the world, and it's all on you now.
Good luck.
No.
Good luck. Let me know if you need a court jester.
I quit.
She's quit, everybody.
Yeah, she's done already.
And she's done. I agree with a lot of sentiment of what you guys are saying, and I even agree with some of what they're looking at here about keeping cash alive and mm-hmm. some of that. I just the listeners, you all know I've got a soapbox right under the desk here.
Yep.
Anytime I need it, I can jump on that thing. Yep. Oh yeah, it's got my.
It's not under the desk; it's right beside him. He doesn't want it to be too far away.
But I also believe we have to really choose our battles wisely in life. And this is not one of those ones to be like. There's two separate conversations, because while they want to talk about keeping cash alive and everything, mm-hmm. how about keeping the structure alive mm-hmm. that's been around for 2,000 years?
Right.
And the charity that keeping it alive and then you doing good things with those funds.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly think that it's one of the we're going to hear more of these kind of things.
Yeah.
Going forward.
Yeah. We will.
This isn't the last time we're hearing this.
Really quick aside, I got to say when I was in England, I did get to go and check out some old Roman ruins.
Ooh.
That is so cool, man. Mm-hmm. You think, okay, first of all, how old English society is, and then you realize they've got structures from a way older society there. It's really amazing.
Mm-hmm. I always love what Eddie Izzard says. I'm from England, where the history comes from.
Right.
There's something about that. Yep. I would say that's the biggest draw to me about going to Europe, like period, mm-hmm. is just the
lots
history
of really cool stuff.
And seeing some of that. Yeah.
And while we have some of that ancient history here, it's mm-hmm. different. You know, it's
it is
natural,
for sure.
Yep. It's natural, you know, the mounds and the earth. It mm-hmm. just, it has a different form.
Exactly. Yep.
We wrap up with this town in New York's Long Island is aiming to clean up its chaotic littering problem with an aggressive anti-littering campaign and steep fines.
Why are people still littering? I don't understand.
Yeah. The town of Babylon's Operation Clean campaign was launched with an ad showing a serial litterer getting some karma in the form of a garbage truck dumping its load on his lawn.
Nice. I am all for this.
The town has also erected anti-littering signs which read, "Why are you littering? I am lazy. I don't care about natural areas. Mommy still cleans up after me."
Ooh.
Or all of the above.
Wow. Love it.
Man.
It's getting in your nose.
Quote, "Why do we have to have the moniker of being slobs? That's why we're literally getting in everybody's face now and saying enough is enough," Town of Babylon Supervisor Richard Schaefer told CBS New York. The town has more than 250 tons of road trash that has been picked up so far this year. Another 15,000 pounds of trash has been removed from creeks that lead to the Great South Bay.
Oh, what are you doing on Long Island? Come on.
Bad. I have a feeling that anybody from or has been to Long Island, not surprised. Not surprised.
No.
I'm a little surprised that it took them this long to do something like this, but good on them for doing it, period.
Yeah. Right.
The town said first-time offenders can face a fine of up to $1,000 for littering.
Whoa!
Good.
Now that hopefully would stop somebody.
That's got to, right?
I hope so.
I don't care if you're Mr. Burns. Like that's gonna you're gonna feel that. You're gonna feel $1,000 for not recycling, for not throwing something away.
Man.
How hard is it to just throw something in a trash receptacle?
Seriously.
It's not hard.
Seriously.
I just can't think. I'm trying really hard to counter this with, well, what about this? Well, what about this? There is nothing. I've got nothing.
No.
There's no reason to be littering any more than in your own house. You can do it in your own house.
Yes.
You can litter all you want in your own house. If you've got to get it out of your system, just go ahead and do it at home.
I have to say that the part of me that, you know, because I used to live on a road that people littered ridiculous amounts of litter would just appear on the road, and I would clean it up. I really wanted to find who was doing it and dump it in their yard, so good on them for doing that.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, karma.
Yep.
Karma.
Instant karma is going
to
get you.
It sure will. We will get to our news break here at the top of the hour when we come back. We'll have the kitchens open. We're looking forward to that. Be sure to join us for that one, everybody. And we'll have a little entertainment news for you as well. We'll get into some of that. Bon Jovi's got a new album out, and it is not doing well.
Oh, no.
We will get into that.
Too bad.
We've got some local theater we want to talk about as well. All of that coming up for you right here. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, you know our name.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM. W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.